Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney has started publicly making her case over how she'd like to distribute the sales tax revenue collected in the county. WRVO's Ellen Abbott has more.
Mahoney says she's worried about potential anti-city sentiment ruling the day in negotiations meant to create a formula that will share sales tax revenue between the county and local governments. So she turned a portion of this year's State of the County speech into a primer about ways the county helps town and village governments.
What I'm really trying to illustrate is we're all in this together. We can't have a city that's not got the resources to take care of itself and then have thriving suburban communities around it.
Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh is facing a multi-million dollar deficit as he prepares his first budget as mayor, and he says he appreciates Mahoney's perspective.
As we're looking at the sales tax agreement and other financial issues, we have to look at it holistically and understand that we need to be treating the city and the surrounding municipalities in an equitable fashion.
County lawmakers every 10 years determine which governments get what share of sales tax revenue. The last time it happened in 2010, there was heated debate between city and suburban interests. Ultimately, lawmakers agreed on a deal that was beneficial to the city. Talks have already started regarding the next deal, which needs to be in place by 2020. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.